I'm David Fair, stepping back in with a very special Wednesday edition of Cinema Chat. Tomorrow is New Year's Day, and many of you will be sleeping in, so we wanted to make sure we presented the information to you today, on Wednesday. I am joined by Amanda Bynum. Amanda is the program director at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, filling in for Russ Collins, who is traveling today. And hello and good morning to you, Amanda.
I'm glad to be here. It's been a while.
It is the last day of 2014.
It's exciting.
What huge plans do you have for New Year's Eve?
I am going to go see The Imitation Game this afternoon, so I'm really looking forward to that.
That gets you to about 5:30.
That's true. That's about right. And then I'm going to eat some Indian food and probably play Bananagrams, and that's about it.
And that's even more exciting than mine. I have to go to bed so I can be here tomorrow morning. But we wish you all a happy new year, and be very safe as you make your way out this evening. You know, as we bring a close to 2014, one of your jobs in the past year has been to procure movies for the Michigan
Yes.
Theater and the Cinetopia Film Festival. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure in looking back, you had some particular favorites.
I always try to do even if it's just for my own personal use, sort of a top 10 list, or, you know, 9 or 11 or thereabouts.
Right.
And so I started making my list of all the movies that I've seen this year. And it's a lot. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot. Not as many as some of my colleagues at the theater.
Sure.
And there were some outstanding movies that came out this year. And just a couple of the ones that really kind of rose to the surface as I started looking at this list were Calvary, starring Brendan Gleeson, directed by John Michael McDonough. I saw that at Sundance, and then it came back to the Michigan Theater in September. It's just an outstanding film. It's a punch to the gut, for sure, but it was just wonderful.
I like movies that hit your heart like
that.
Yeah,
and Snowpiercer, which those of you who have heard me on the radio know that my tastes are kind of broad.
And alternative.
That, yeah, sure, we'll go with alternative. Snowpiercer is the Korean film with the primarily American cast about the sort of post-apocalyptic, the Earth is in this, you know, solar winter, and only the survivors are on this train that can pierce through the snow,
gotcha.
Hence the title. And, you know, the back of the train is the really poor people, and the front of the train is the...
caste system on the train.
It's fantastic, and the back of the train is going to take over the engine because the engine's where the power is, and it was so great. It was so great. I loved it. And then on the documentary front, Ivory Tower was one of my favorites, about the student loan system is failing our students and contributing to the downfall of society, if you want to paint it with a broad stroke. But it was just wonderful.
There were so many great choices,
So
many of them appearing at the Michigan and the State Theater
Yes.
in downtown Ann Arbor as
Yes.
well. And we're looking forward to a whole new year
Yeah.
of those.
It was also pretty great to go back through and say, you know, okay, so what did I see? You know, I've got to look back through the calendar
Right.
and go, oh, yeah, we played that in February. Oh, that movie's great. Oh, yeah, we played that. You know, just so many movies that were so wonderful this year. And then also plenty that were great that we didn't show. I mean, I loved Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of folks did. About $1 billion worth.
Yes, yes. It was, I mean, and it's a fun film, and I really enjoyed it. I just watched it the other day. Wonderful big blockbusters.
Sure.
Just as good as these, you know, tiny little personal art house films.
One of the sad parts of bringing close to a year
mm-hmm.
is kind of looking back on some of our favorites that we've
yeah.
lost
yep.
in terms of actors and actresses.
Yes. And I think
Robin Williams first comes to mind.
Would point to Robin Williams as kind of one of the, if not, you know, the biggest loss the entertainment industry suffered this year. It hit a lot of people hard. I think that Robin Williams had been a part of the fiber of our entertainment culture for so long many generations.
And I think all too often we confuse funny with happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
for sure.
Perhaps the only silver lining to it is newer and grander
yep.
awareness of depression and the issues
yes.
surrounding it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it was, there aren't a lot of celebrity deaths that I cry over, and that was one. But another one was Mike Nichols. You know, my mom had been a big fan of some of his work, particularly The Birdcage.
I was The Graduate.
Love Closer. And so and Angels in America is just a tremendous mm-hmm. miniseries. And when you even just take those four pieces of work, what
have been a Hall of Famer based on that alone.
Just those, right, but yeah. what a career, and so different in the offerings that he brought to us. And just so that one was touchy for me too.
Well, as we bring 1 year to a close and begin to open anew, there are some new movies that will be available to us through the holiday weekend.
Yep. So opening tomorrow's Thursday, on Friday. I'm a little confused. On Friday, over at the State Theater, we're opening Antarctica, A Year on Ice. If today's snow isn't quite enough winter for you, you can come and see Antarctica. It's a documentary about the scientists who live on the research stations year-round.
Monitoring frightening levels of snow melt.
Yes. And, I mean, the movie just looks spectacular. You know, Brian, who's our program manager, he and I joke about if you say the movie looks beautiful, sometimes that means that there's not a lot of substance. I haven't seen this film, so I can't comment on that, but oh my gosh, it looks beautiful.
As somebody who dedicates a lot of time to environmental coverage, to me, and this is in many respects as beautiful as it is, mm-hmm. is a horror film.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. I can totally see that. And there's some of the human interest stuff with, you know, who are these crazy people who decide that they're going to spend their whole lives or a whole year at least, you know, down there on the ice. It's a serious undertaking.
And I think one of the movies that is probably most anticipated as we broach the new year is Selma, which is already getting a number of mm-hmm. mentions as possible Oscar contingent.
Yes. Selma tells the story of the three-month period in 1965 when Martin Luther King led the campaign to secure equal voting rights. My friend who lives in New York has seen the film, and actually the text I got from her said, "There are no words." And I said, "I just have to make sure that that means good, not bad." And she said, "So, so good." So I'm really looking forward to this. We're actually opening this at the State Theater on Thursday, the 8th. It opens on Friday. Studios are kind of moving a little bit more towards that Thursday night is the same as Friday. So we're going to do two showings next Thursday, and then it'll have its full extended run for the rest of the week after that.
And they will try and keep that in theaters right through the Oscars, I'm sure.
Oh, you better believe it. Well, and the Oscar nominations come out on January 16th.
Right.
So we'll be anxiously awaiting to see what, you know, how Selma turns out, as well as some of the other things that are sticking around down at the Michigan Theater and the State Theater that have gotten some Golden Globe nominations already.
And for lighter fare, a more traditional Hollywood horror story.
Oh, sure. The Woman in Black 2. Is that what we're talking about?
Didn't know there was a Woman in Black 1, but number 2 is out.
Woman in Black 2. I mean, you know, it's a tale as old as time. The orphan children in London, the haunted house, the children disappearing.
Bit of a fright fest.
Yeah, those seem to come out at this time of year. Maybe they're getting, no pun intended, they're getting buried because of the all of the Oscar fodder that's out there that comes out before the new year.
Right.
So this kind of is, we'll see.
And, of course, there's still a couple of popular movies playing. There's The Wild, The Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game is still playing. Birdman is
the
still
interview.
Playing. The Interview is still playing. It's pretty popular.
There's a lot of choices for you over the coming weekends. And, again, we wish you a grand end to 2014 and an even grander beginning to 2015. For Amanda Bynum, I'm David Farron. Thank you for joining us for this special Wednesday edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Happy New Year.